Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. We're in the back stretch of this season, and I can really feel it.
Yeah, they're shortening things up for us. We're getting late additions who just can't even get dates. It's really winding down.
Yeah, and I think we're winding down, too.
I think so. I think we've, you know, seen the writing on the wall for some of these couples, and we're just waiting to see how it all wraps up. But there was some interesting things that happened this week, so we can dive into some of that. I know one of your favorite people arrived as one of the guys, late additions, which Blake. What were your thoughts seeing him?
I'm truly just thankful they sent Fred in right after him and not Lucas. if they sent Lucas in, I probably would have had to turn the television off, honestly.
Oh my goodness. How did that not happen? Did he somehow turn it down? I just can't see the...
No, there's no way he would have turned it down. They just didn't ask him.
That's amazing.
But unfortunately, they asked Blake and he accepted. But fortunately, it didn't last very long. He got there. Mm-hmm. None of the girls were happy to see him. None of the guys were happy to see him. He asked a couple people on a date. So they all said no. So then he who do you go on a date with?
Kristen.
Most popular gal in Paradise. But it went okay-ish. Did they make out? I'm not sure. I don't remember. I try not to look at the screen.
I think they did a little bit. There was a lot of making out going on with people that weren't even couples on the Monday night episode. So... it was a little bit, you know, I think they were all getting restless or something, but
yeah,
Kristen humored him, even though he couldn't even put it together, like pull it together to just even act, to
like
even woo her.
Human.
Yeah. In any way. It was just like, oh, you're the only one who sort of paid attention to me. So that's why I'm picking you. Like, that's not going to go.
How flattering.
Well. Right. And then let's see. They also had Fred come in, as you mentioned. Were you excited to see Fred? Besides just
like
arriving after?
Fine about Fred.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't riveted.
Yeah. Neither of these two were on our radars, I think, for coming back. So
no, not really.
You know, sort of like, I think if you're left to the slot of coming in at the very end, it doesn't really bode well. Whether you connect with anyone or not, it's kind of like we saw with, you know, people on other seasons like Tassos or someone who came in so late.
Oh my God, I forgot about your BF Tassos.
I know. They came in so late. But then we also saw people leaving who have been around and nothing happened, like Ben Z. So I don't know. I mean, do you think there's something that needs to change format wise? We've talked about this in past seasons, but just it just sort of loses excitement towards the end, and the couples are established, or even if they're not established couples, they just cling together because that's who they know, you know, like
it's really hard to say like what should be done. Like you said, we've been saying it for the past couple seasons, like something needs to change, but like what is it that needs to change? And I remember when we were covering the first season of this, we were like, how does this end? Like, we just didn't really get how it was going to happen, and then once we saw how it happened, we're like, okay. And then like the last few seasons, we've just been like, well, it's this weird thing, and it's just gotten even like more convoluted, like in the way that couples felt the need to be engaged or like break up,
right?
And that's not something we thought was necessary. And I feel like maybe they're taking a couple steps back with this season. Like, I don't think we're gonna get engagement on the island.
No. They teased one in the studio, right?
Yes.
Let's see if that's a real thing or not. Do you think it's because of the time they lost with this season that they just decided to let people continue to develop relationships off air again and not force these proposals on the island, or not the island, at the resort?
Probably. Maybe even when they had originally booked the plan planned and booked the season, Neil Lane was only available for a very specific date. And then when they had to come back and extend the time, he couldn't be there.
Right. He just took the vacation. Like, yeah, I'm not coming back. could be. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. But yeah, it was always weird when they just sort of say like, okay, unless you're gonna like be serious, just leave now. And just people would sort of wander off. And then we'd see proposals galore or just like serious professions of love. And but there were no real stakes. Speaking of
wandering off.
Yeah.
Bye, Ben. See ya.
I know. Oh my goodness. It was like he was just a non-entity. I don't understand it, Haley. Like, help me understand. I don't get it.
Maybe he's just bland and we didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Most of these guys are bland.
Right. Why wasn't he at least getting some of the attention of these other people? Was he just really resigned to, like, not go on dates with women he wasn't completely head over heels with? Was he just heartbroken, missing his dog? Why not just, like, stick it out a little longer? Because the twins would have gone on a date with him, right?
Maybe he didn't want to go on a date with them. Like,
yeah, maybe.
I mean, would you after their attitude?
Oh my gosh. that kind of threw me. Were they just mad about being last minute or that the people they had their sights on weren't available to them?
And like, I think they thought they were being really funny.
Probably.
Did you watch any of their show whatsoever?
I don't think I did.
Neither did I. So I don't really know how that went and how they were on that. I've heard from a few people that they were like semi-enjoyable, but I don't know. They're just not. Their show just, I don't think, would have been for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my like yearly dose of them here in this episode. And I'm kind of glad they're not going to be around for longer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's see. We can kind of backtrack from them in. So one of them had their sights set on Derek. So, of course, that's not really going to go anywhere. And they read the room on that, got Amanda's take. But the other wanted to go for Dean. And so we saw the Dean, Christina, D'Lo triangle end. And I was a little bit surprised that Dean just, based on what we've seen of him, didn't just go on the date, because why not? But what about you?
I don't think I was surprised, because I think what got Dean into the trouble or whatever was that he was genuinely interested in both women. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like, well, I'm not interested in Emily, so what's the point of, you know, screwing things up even more? Because why wouldn't Danielle be on her last rope? She did give him the ultimatum, and that's right. That would be just like extra shitty to be like, well, I'm gonna go on a date with this person, just I'll be right back. It doesn't mean anything,
right? Yeah, I suppose that's true. I just thought, well, what can I expect from Dean? He's already let me down so many times now. Christina was another one who, she had a different scenario, but she decided at the rose ceremony was where she was going to kind of make her exit. She really gave Dean as many chances as she could. He didn't realize that she saw what was going on in the pool, but does that really excuse anything?
I mean, no, it doesn't, because he was still doing it.
Yeah. Would he have done anything differently? Like, would he have even talked to her about this if she hadn't caught him?
Probably not, because he didn't want to apologize for like hooking up with Danielle. Mm-hmm. He like was more upset that she saw him. And it's like, okay, well, then that's not the point.
Right.
I mean, it's part of the point, but it's also like not the point.
Right. Yeah. And I thought she made her case really well there, and just saying, oh, okay, so you still would have, you're not regretting like getting with her right after you were with me. So I deserve better. And he's like, yeah, you do deserve better. And really, it seemed like everyone in Paradise was on Christina's side for the most part. They showed Raven getting upset with her, but Raven tweeted about how like she was more upset with the situation and that she had been in that situation in the past and that it really wasn't against Christina. So that was sort of, I don't know, twisted editing, I think.
I didn't really take it as twisted editing. I took it as like Raven like actually did react like that, and mm-hmm. she thinks she shouldn't have. But I think Raven kind of had a point, and I completely understand why Christina didn't want to hear it in that moment, because why would you? No, you want like 100% total support. Like, yeah, no, you're right. That girl's a bitch. Like, whatever. That's what you want.
That's true. Yeah. She didn't want to hear like, oh, but it's not D'Lo's fault.
But like Raven was right.
Right.
You know, like she was not incorrect. So
no. It's like, I don't want to hear logic right now. Please be quiet. Just support me.
Yeah. And I've been like that, where it's just like, I don't want advice. I don't want help. Mm-hmm. I literally just want you to listen to me complain.
Right.
So just shut up and let me complain for 15 minutes and then I'll feel a little bit better.
Right. It has to be hard when you're not just part of the VIP cast together, but you were on the same season. Like you were friends with all of the same people. And then to kind of go in there and be like, okay, well, yeah, I want to give you space to explore. And this is paradise. These are the way things work here. And you have to, I don't know, it's like this whole minefield. I just can't imagine really being a part of that. And I think
one of the biggest things for Christina, and you know, in my mind, one of the biggest things is that like Dean and Christina, when Dean gave Christina the rose, they spent the night together after. Like they spent it together. And then the next day he's like making out with someone else. Like, yeah, that's hurtful. How like, I know I wouldn't react well. I think Christina acted in a way that was way more mature than I would have.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what was kind of heartbreaking was that she was still even hopeful after that, when Dean was coming to talk to her and break up with her. She's like, okay, we talked it through. And, you know, I think he realizes and I still have hope for us because we had this strong connection. And Dean basically admitted that we have this strong connection and he's just not ready for it. So there's really no way to go.
Which that makes me think that like he A, wasn't ready for Rachel, and B, isn't ready to be the bachelor either.
No. And did you see that Mike Fleiss was tweeting like all these different things?
Yeah.
Was just like, oh, like hinting that it was gonna be Nick, but he was just teasing about that. And then
it was some sort of quote where every word was capitalized and the capitalization spelled out Nick again. But then I've also seen like reports that they did pick Peter, but those haven't been verified by any sources, so
okay,
I don't know.
As of 7 hours ago, he said all options are on the table. He said
maybe they're gonna do a double.
Yeah. Maybe.
Guys.
Dean will not be the bachelor this year, at least. So many solid choices, but we can only pick one.
Can we though?
Right. First big clue. Ooh, he says the bachelor will not be from JoJo season. So that rules out Wells, who was kind of one of our leading contenders. He also says the newest power rankings were Peter, Wells, Ben Z, Eric and Chase, but I think he's just going off of his Twitter mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Z climbing up there. He did. He did say like you will be shocked. So that would probably be the most shocking one he could.
That would be like almost hit. Like unsatisfying at this point. Dissatisfying.
Yeah. Because there's just we have nothing to go on with him. He didn't have a story at all on the VIP. We don't remember him from Caitlyn's season, but we liked him. We remembered him more fondly back then. Even Chase is up there, like.
Don't know. No. But at least he says not from JoJo.
Not from JoJo. So that rules out Luke, Chase. The other day he had Ben H at the top, then Wells, then Peter, then Ari Jr., then Eric. So why is Eric so low? I think Eric's, you know, of this past season, I feel like he should be up a lot higher. But yeah.
Yeah, but our opinions are correct, and not everybody has correct opinions.
No, exactly. And they'll find a way to spin it either way. So that's interesting. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they came around on Peter, and they were just trying to throw people off, because that seems like a logical choice as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they just upped his, like, salary or something. He came around. I don't know. Anyway, I suppose it says something that we're just all focused on, like, who's gonna be the bachelor? Just tell me something interesting, because these couples, I don't know, Haley, they're just not really doing it for me. Is there one that is your favorite right now?
I mean, gosh, not overly. Like, I'm not super drawn to any of them. Like, I don't know. None of them are, like, completely compelling. I think Amanda is doing a great job at making Robbie likable.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most I've ever liked him.
They had a fun date, like, carnival type thing.
Yeah, and he's been, like, a reliable narrator and a confidant, and he's been nice to Amanda, and it's just
Christina.
Been, like, yeah, and it's just kind of like, oh, okay, all right, fine.
Right.
Gosh, I don't know.
The proposal, is that guaranteed to be Taylor and Derek? The only ones that people really talk about is, like, they're
probably
guaranteed.
Yeah, so, and then we've got Diggy and Dominique, who've kind of entered themselves in a new love triangle. But then, was it?
We both tweeted the same thing, because Dominique was freaking out that Diggy went on this date with Jamie, but she just went on the date with Fred and was kind of playing with Diggy, like, yeah, you better, like, be stepping up.
And Diggy took more of our advice.
Yes.
And made his own date kind of thing. And he
totally did.
Yeah, he made these fun cards to, like, ask her questions, to have their own little cute date. So I'm not saying that this is all our doing, but I'm just saying that these are things that we have said before.
Yeah. I mean, the same way that Kristen is getting on the dates in Paradise on the lady side, Diggy is really come into his own on this season. And at first it looked a little dicey at the beginning. I was like, wait, is he going to get a rose? You know, he had to rely on Lacey at the beginning to get it. And then she's moved on to Daniel. We haven't seen a lot of that. I don't take that one very seriously. But Diggy
is
in demand.
It seems like that's going to be done pretty much as soon as they leave Mexico.
Yeah, what was with that preview where she's like, you better say he loves me or something?
Like, you've known him for half a week.
Right. Yeah. And it seemed like the twins and Daniel had nothing to do with each other this time around. You notice that? Like, when, like, new people have been on past seasons, and it's like, okay, he's ruled out.
Did they go on a date?
I think they did last time, where they were always, or he was into them. I feel like they did, but I at least associate them together.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because they're all morons.
Yeah, for sure. And then this whole Jack Stone thing, we got to see way too many scenes of him kissing everyone.
Yeah, so first it said that he was a bad kisser, so then they all kiss him, and then they figure out that he's not a bad kisser. So maybe it's Kristen who's a bad kisser. I don't know. That's just my opinion. And then he really is into Kristen, so they make out some more. And then one of the twins asks him out on a date, and he says yes. And then 30 seconds before they leave, he's like, you know what? Just kidding. That feels very Jack Stone to me, knowing very little about him.
Wishy-washy?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, you know what? No. Like, you could have said that when
right
she
away.
First asked.
Yeah.
Or an hour later, or 2 hours later, or 3 hours later, or before the sunset, or an hour before you went on the date.
Not 2 minutes. Right. As they're
because
about to
leave.
Because
then they lost it. And then, like, they left, right? That's what happened. They're just gone.
Yeah. And Tickle Monster didn't get a date then.
Yeah. And he was just kind of like, I think they should have just booked on a date with him.
Yeah.
And they said it was, like, the best date. And
we don't even know what it was.
Yeah. Maybe it was nothing and they wanted twins to freak out.
Maybe, but yeah, it just kind of bugs me. Just these late last minute ads. There's just really no hope for them. And I feel like.
But it seemed like Jamie made a good impression.
Yeah, she did. So do you think it was all right for Diggy to go on that date?
Yeah.
I do too.
Because, I mean, like, I don't want to be like tit for tat, but Dominique went on a date the day before, and, you know.
Yeah.
And are we having double standards with Diggy and Dean? Maybe.
Probably. Yeah.
But it feels like Diggy has done less leading on than Dean has and has gotten less serious in these things. And, you know, these relationships have had a shorter lifespan than the ones that Dean has been in. But if you are thinking that we're biased, I don't know. Like, we do have our reasons why, like, this is okay. And, like, what Dean was doing was not as okay. I feel like Diggy's been pretty open about, I'm here to, like, explore, where it was Dean was like, oh, I'm in this relationship. Oh, a pretty girl just walked by. Let's just hold the horses here.
Right. And I think if you just sort of follow the rhythm of what the other person in your quote unquote pair is doing. So if Dominique went on a date the day before, then you're like, well, okay. Yeah, she gave the rose, but still she was exploring. So I'm going to continue to explore and not totally shut these people out, even if it's just to have that TV moment, you know.
Yeah,
just
and let maybe them have Dominique, their paradise maybe experience. Dominique needs to do what Diggy did to draw him back in and, you know, have some sort of cute little thing to be like, hey, like, I know you went on that date, but I want you to know that, like, I'm here for you, like, this is what I want. You know, and I think, and Diggy had tweeted, like, oh, he had a great, you didn't see most of the date with Dominic or Jamie, and they had a really great time. But I really have liked Dominique this season. We didn't see a whole lot of her on her original season, except for when she, like, freaked out. Yeah. But
she seems like a whole different person now.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem like the Dominique that we're seeing on this. And I really like her, and she seems to have, like, quite a level head about it.
Yeah.
And yet she got a little upset that Diggy went on the date, but, like, wouldn't you be like, even if you went on a date the day before, wouldn't you be like, wait,
right, it's just kind of like the Christina thing. You don't want to hear, right? You don't want to hear the logic at that point. You're still gonna have to be emotional about it. So, yeah, we can point out that, like, hey, it's kind of hypocritical, but we'd probably be doing the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I have never claimed to be anything but incredibly hypocritical and incredibly biased about everything I've ever done.
Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anyone we didn't really cover, but so on the rose ceremony, no surprises, on Monday night's episode, that maybe the surprise was that Jasmine gave Tickle Monster the rose, but she said she kissed him, she made out with him, and it was really kind of up to what Kristen was going to do. And I think she probably is just going to lean towards people she's gotten to know over these new guys that arrive. Although it seemed like when Fred arrived, quite a few people were commenting, like, oh, he's really good looking.
Yeah, it's almost like Fred came in too late.
Yeah, I think so. So,
yeah, and so also on Jasmine and Jonathan, I don't really see them going far, but I like that. I like Jonathan this season. I think he's been fun. I think he's been cool. He's been really open to the experience, but also, like, not dumb about it. He's Ethan's favorite person on that show by far.
Yeah, he is fun to watch. Like, I still think, yeah, he's endearing, and he's just sort of like, he's just sort of there. He's just like, seems like he's just happy to be there, but he's not playing games. He's just himself. I don't know how else to explain it.
You know, it's appreciated.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, yeah, how hot are the twins? They're just hot. Just, like, speaks his mind. And yet he's a doctor and he's a professional, so it's just kind of funny. He's just on his vacation and going with it, like, just making out with whoever will make out with him, going on the dates with whoever will go on the dates with him, and not really freaking out that Kristen moved on or seems to be choosing Jack. What do you think about Jack suddenly saying that he could potentially marry Kristen?
Oh my god.
Could, like, they be the ones that propose?
Maybe. I could see that.
Wow. That's interesting. And Kristen found out that she's called Scallop Fingers in this episode.
This kind of sucks. And then I hated later when Haley and Emily were throwing scallops. Like,
yeah.
Scallops aren't cheap.
Stop making this a thing.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a thing. This isn't the raccoon. This isn't whatever. You know, Ashley talking to onions or whatever she used to do. Right. It just feels like we kind of talked about it last week. It just feels a little mean-spirited. And, you know, I loved Kristen's line that was like, so I like leftovers. Sue me.
Right. Persecute me. Right. Like, at least she took it in stride and was just kind of, this is ridiculous. Like, what we've been saying. Like, really? This is a thing?
I think Kristen is smarter than we've given her credit for. Not that we've called her dumb in the past, but, like, mm-hmm. I think she's, you know, I don't know. She's, like, kind of, I don't, like, the girls here are pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Emily and Haley are the only ones who are kind of idiots. I feel like everyone else has, like, an IQ above, like, 85.
Yeah, although I think we do have to agree with them on their assessment of the guys in Paradise. At least the twins are, like,
trash,
misfit toys. Like, all right, we've got the Tickle Monster and we've got a penguin. That's how it's
going to end up, right? I mean, we had Lamp Guy last year. We had Evan. We had Daniel, who's kind of a disaster.
It's true.
So I feel like this happens, like, every season.
Yeah, I think it's just this time there are a few where we're like, the Benzie thing, or even, like, Vinny, who, like, he was normal on Paradise last time. He just got his heart broken, but he was just one of the first ones out. And
yeah, he's
one.
A solid dude.
Yeah, you'd think maybe you would, like, be a contender for a, like, relationship.
Did Jack Stone start, or did he come in?
I think he came in, but I could be not. He didn't, because they were saying he didn't have the date. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So in what world?
Right.
Is Jack Stone, like, been on every episode of this season? And Vinny went out week one.
I know. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because Alexis was the one who was keeping him around at the beginning.
Yeah.
So they just kind of like him to hang out, but I guess even Benzie couldn't pull that off to be interesting to hang around. Yeah, it's crazy, because we thought, okay, well, at least with Benzie there, you know, it's going to be interesting. He's going to be way in demand. And
boy, were we wrong.
Totally wrong. But he could be the outlier for The Bachelor. He could be the really, like, freak choice where they're like, where did this come from? Kind of like the Juan Pablo or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because there still are people tweeting, like, why is everyone ignoring him? And who knows? We always say that The Bachelor is not really about the lead. And it's just about who they cast around him. So, never know. But I'm hoping, still hoping for Eric. Another one we didn't talk about, the couple, I think because they really didn't show them at all, but Adam and Raven. What are your thoughts on this couple?
Oh, yeah. Like, they didn't leave that swing this entire episode.
Yeah, they're going strong, but it's just not, we don't see much of them. And I think that's the other issue with Paradise, is that once a couple is established, you don't really see it. But even with them, it didn't really seem all that established. And then next episode, we're going to have to kind of just take all these couples at their word, or what we're shown, because we don't really see them blossoming. It's just sort of like, oh, they're a couple now, they're a couple now. At least with Amanda and Robbie, we have gotten to see,
like, the progression.
Yes, exactly. Where do you think it will go with Jamie? She's really the only one that we don't know of, because everyone else has left, like the newcomers.
Yeah. I think Diggy will pick Dominique over Jamie. But, like, I like Jamie, and it sucks that she came in so late. And it almost sucks that they, like, had to play up her bisexuality as, like, I don't know.
Soundbite, like, for Jasmine.
Yeah. And, like, I think it's something that's interesting that, you know, I've been watching a lot of old seasons of The Challenge recently.
Okay.
And, you know, it feels like on that show, it's not as big of a deal when, like, same-sex couples hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost wish that could be the case here on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, I think it could be interesting to see someone like Jamie come in, and then, you know, one of the other girls be like, oh, you know, I really like Jamie. I didn't expect that this could happen, but, you know, I don't know. Am I expecting too much from ABC and, like, one of the big networks? Yeah, I am. Like, this is, you know, a quote-unquote family show, and people would be aghast if, you know, we saw Jamie hooking up with a girl, but I think that that would lend an interesting dynamic to this, and I don't think it would make anything, like, what difference would that make to see Jamie hooking up with Jasmine, and seeing, like, Jasmine trying to straddle the shit out of Matt, whatever his last name is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And Jamie just seems like a cool gal, and it would have been great to see more of her from earlier on in the season, to see more than just like, oh, I dated a girl before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like just not going to happen on Bachelor in Paradise. We're only going to get the sound bites. So
yeah,
exactly. But yeah, I was like, yeah, last week I'm like, oh, who knows? You never know like what's going to happen on Paradise. But
and I love that like we never saw anything from Diggy being like, oh, it's so hot that she likes girls too. Like we didn't get that. We just got like, oh, she's a really cool girl and I really like hanging out with her.
Right.
Again, Diggy just keeps being the best just over and over again.
Yeah, for sure.
Like what more could we have wanted from him?
No, I mean, I think we just have to take pride in the fact that we recognized it and not so many other people did, and you just have to get that second chance. So that's all we can really take from this. Anything else from these episodes? I feel like we breezed through it pretty fast, but there wasn't a lot of content.
Yeah, I mean, in the first episode we saw Blake go and we saw Fred go. Neither of those were surprises. We didn't get to see their intro, which would have been fun.
Oh, that's true. That would have been good.
Yeah, we did get a rose ceremony this week.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of an episode.
And so I think that was our last rose ceremony, right?
Yeah, which I think we called.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what is the new format, do you think? It's like he said this is our last day in paradise, but does it mean like now you go on a fantasy suite date somewhere?
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to be pretty similar to what we've seen in the past, where it's like this is your last like day, like normal paradise, like everyone hanging out, like everyone who's in a couple go have a talk and see that, if ask yourselves if this is something you want to pursue in the fantasy suite, and then ask yourself if this is something you can see continuing outside of paradise, and then we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think is going to drop off before Fantasy Suite?
Who do I think is going to drop off? Let's see. Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be Tickle Monster.
Mm-hmm.
I think Daniel and Lacey.
I think they're going to get to the Fantasy Suite. He's gonna... So Daniel can do it. And then immediately after.
I could see that.
Yeah.
So then I think I agree with you that Diggy and Dominique will stay together for at least for a little while, and that Jamie will be the one exiting. So I guess if there isn't a rose ceremony, then he'll just have to kind of like let her down.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong, I really like Diggy and Dominique together. I think they're a fun pair and they make sense. And they're both very cool and level-headed and normal, it seems like. Even when Dominique was upset, it didn't seem like she was, like, Jasmine upset. Like, she was just right. Like, okay, I'm a little upset, but I just have to hope that when he comes back, he wants to be with me instead.
Right. let's see. Who else are we left with? Maybe Daniel Ray. Yeah.
Daniel and Dean.
I think they'll move forward, you know, because I feel like with all the drama, that's sort of like, okay, well, we have to stay together at least through this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Adam and Raven because we haven't seen much of that. I could see them
going to Fantasy Suite and then like maybe something breaking down after that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're going to get engaged though. Like, I don't think that's where this is headed.
No, definitely not. And then who else? Otherwise, I feel like everyone's gonna move forward.
Yeah, it seems like, okay, like Jack and Kristen seem pretty solid. Taylor and Derek seem solid. Danielle and Dean seem solid. I could see Diggy and Dominique being solid. And those are our main four. And Adam and Raven, I could see them being pretty solid. So mm-hmm. What's that? Five couples that seem like they're gonna go into the Fantasy Suite compared to the first season when it was three couples and then two kind of fell apart after that. Last season, I don't really remember, like at least it's four, right? I think four went to the Fantasy Suite and came out.
Right. Yeah, I can't think of any.
And Amanda others. And Robbie, I don't know if I mentioned them.
Oh.
So that's like five couples at least that are like probably going to Fantasy Suite and probably coming out of it in good standing.
Which is pretty surprising because we had like, I don't know. It just feels like not that long ago there was like no couples, you know, it was like everyone was fair game. And suddenly they've just sort of congealed. They've just sort of like glommed onto each other all of a sudden. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. Like, this has been an interesting season. Neither of us were that excited about it. I feel like it's hasn't lived up to past seasons. It's lost some of that silliness. It's had that.
What has been your favorite season of Bachelor in Paradise?
The one with the raccoon. I don't know which one that was. With Claire talking to a raccoon. I feel like that was the most silliness and just sort of like where we really got to see like, oh, they're really just like, this is a totally different thing.
Yeah, like I think the second one was my favorite. Because I feel like the show had found its footing.
Mm-hmm.
We got the silliness, we got the drama, and we got love stories that made sense. Mm-hmm. Like, only one couple getting engaged made sense.
Makes more sense.
Than like three getting engaged, where you're just kind of like, oh, well, the odds here aren't great. And you know what? They weren't.
Right. Yeah. So let's see. Other than that, I think we're ready to jump into these questions. We have to come back after a short break. All right, Haley, we have an email and we have some Facebook questions. So
we have two emails. I just forwarded you one.
Oh, we have another one?
Yeah. Like, it came in right after we started recording.
Oh, awesome. Just yeah.
Behind the scenes for you guys.
Recording right after.
Like, literally right after the episode. My bad. I didn't put the thread up on Facebook until a little late. So, like, if you wrote on the thread Tuesday night, I'm sorry.
And just if it's something that you still really want answered, just copy paste it and put it on the thread next week. And we'll be sure to get to it. All right. So the first one is from Kristen. Hey, fam. Thank you for sharing your emotional piggy bank every week. Question. What do you think about the possibility of a Wells-Danielle proposal reunion or even confirmation of relationship on the finale? Amy pointed out that Wells was acting weird AF last week when he spoke to Chris about it. But maybe he's covering up the surprise. This is my first season of VIP, and I'm just super desperate for legit romance. XOXO, Kristen.
This is my friend Kristen. Hi, Kristen. She was like, is it okay if I send an email? You can answer other questions instead. Like, you don't have to answer mine. I was like, Kristen, we're going to answer yours.
Yeah.
It was a good question. I feel like we are going to get some confirmation next week whether or not they continued afterwards, whether that was a yes or a no, I'm not sure. But I was watching Danielle's Instagram stories the other day, and she mentioned Wells in one of them. I didn't really catch what she was saying. I just noticed that she mentioned Wells. So I was like, girl. So they're at least friends still, which means that it's positive-ish at least. But it, I don't know. I don't think we're going to get engagement. I think that's a little far, but I think I will, especially if Wells is like confirmed as not the Bachelor, I think confirmation of a Danielle Wells relationship would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, let's see. They showed the proposal, but then, and then it looked like someone with dark hair, but we didn't really like, you know, they usually do that to throw things off. So who knows? I've heard him say, though, that it's like he just kind of wanted to give her that romantic moment and not really say any more about her.
As if. He just wanted to make out with a hot girl. Like, come on, Wells. Like, just say it. It's fine.
Get over yourself. Totally. So, I don't know. Now that we know, though, that he's not a Bachelor, I guess anything's possible. Let's see. Our next email here is from Kyle. Hi, Amy and Haley. I'm sure you're going to touch on it, but I want to hear your thoughts on the little fight we saw between Raven and Christina. I feel like Christina was just trying to say that she has a right to be angry at D'Lo because she made out with Dean right in front of her, and Raven was interpreting this as Christina only blaming D'Lo and not Dean. Of course, Dean is the most at fault, but I agree with Christina that D'Lo was also not great in all of this. It was all really sad to watch, actually, but when Christina hugged Raven goodbye, she said, "Thanks for everything," which makes me think they made up. Also, LOL and Christina just scooted past D'Lo when she was hugging everyone goodbye. Thanks, y'all. Kyle.
I noticed that she passed by D'Lo and she passed by Dean.
Yeah. Dean walked her out.
Yeah. Do I think Christina generally has a reason to be mad at Danielle? Honestly, not really. I don't think it's amazing. It depends on a couple things. Were they best friends on the show? Like on Nick's season? Mm-hmm. If so, then yes, that's not great. If no, then Danielle doesn't owe Christina anything.
Right.
Did Danielle know that Dean spent a lot of time with Christina outside the show? If so, then maybe not great. If not, then can you blame her? I feel like Danielle was as respectful to Christina in the situation as one can be.
Mm-hmm.
And that may not make a lot of sense to people, but I like it's hard. I look at it different than Kristen and Jasmine and Matt than I do Christina, Danielle and Dean. I don't know why I see it so differently. Like, it just, like, I feel like because Kristen had that conversation with Jasmine, and it didn't seem like Christina had that conversation with Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this isn't totally related to the question, but a lot of people have asked us. I think Randy Newpel asked us on Twitter. I don't have like the question mark forward, so sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of like, well, you know, we expect this on The Bachelor to make the guy to make out with 25 girls, but as soon as Dean makes out with two, like he's been leading that, like, you know, The Bachelor leads two guys on or two girls on all season, and that's fine, but this isn't fine. And, you know, he kind of has a point, but, with The Bachelor, that's more the structure of the show. Where in Bachelor in Paradise, it's more of a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I don't know.
It's complicated. And
it's complicated.
I don't hate Dean, but like, I think he's making a lot of poor choices. But I think he knows that. I truly think
at least
he
recognizes it, right? He's just sort of like, what's wrong with me?
And then, I hate to be like a Dean apologist here. I can't. And obviously what he did to Christina was just so beyond not cool. And he posted an Instagram yesterday of like him kissing Christina in a hug and being like, you are out of my league. So it's kind of like, what? Like, then it's kind of like, is Danielle not out of your league? Like, is Danielle like a lower level than Christina?
Yeah, that's true. It's like, that's not really that good of a look.
If Dean clearly isn't ready for this type of relationship, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if Dean wants to make out with Danielle, that's fine too. Where I think Dean is completely in the wrong is giving both women hope at the same time.
Yeah, it's like he was the Bachelor without being the Bachelor. He's like trying to like, wait, but I have all these opportunities now. And like, but yeah, that wasn't what the show was this time around.
And, you know, if you want to explore your options, that's fine. That's the point of Bachelor in Paradise. Like, Matt went on a couple dates. Diggy went on a couple dates. Robbie went on a couple dates. Like, Raven went on a couple dates. All, you know, and that's fine. But it just, it would be like if, I don't know, if Derek started making out with someone else too.
Yeah, that's the difference, I think. It's like, they were the established couple. Like, they were the strongest,
it was just
coming
real.
In. Right. So, yeah, that's where I think he was just totally in over his head. And
yeah, he was in over his head.
Yeah.
That's 100% what it was. And I don't know, he's a young guy, and that doesn't excuse him, obviously. Like, I know lots of young guys who would never do that, but I don't know. I don't think he expected himself to do that, honestly.
Right. No, I don't think so either. And I don't think the show thought that from him either. I think they were looking for him to be one of the ones to propose or just be the in-demand person, but, you know, have something, not to be the player, I don't think. This question is from Matthew Schmaltz. Should people be required to go on a date even if they don't want to? It would encourage people to change their partners and break up the boring day one couples like Derek and Taylor or Robbie and Amanda. So here's a proposed, we talked about, does something need to change? What do you think about that idea?
No, because then you're like, I don't know, it feels a little, it feels a little wrong to me almost to be like, yeah, you have to go on a date with this person that you have no interest in. Like, do you really want to see a date between Blake and Danielle? No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And why force people into doing something that they don't want to do? I don't think that would create more interesting television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the solution. Was there a second part to that question? I can't remember.
No, but now I'm thinking, like, what about group dates or something? What would force sort of, like, get them out of the house and at least mix around?
It would be fun if they did, like, a three guys and three girls are going on a date. Just, like, pick random out of a hat, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we see, you know, people like Jack Stone saying, like, well, I haven't even had a date to, you know, they're waiting for that date card. Robbie gets it. And so they sort of lose that chance if they think, hey, I've got to make something happen because this person went on a date. So that would at least provide something, get them away from the resort.
Yeah.
Christine Radice, Lacey's black box, discuss.
Yeah, we saw some butt. Or we didn't see some
we
butt.
Didn't. Somebody always has to get that black box treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, you're in Mexico, it's hot out.
Right. Tyler Morton Caribo, please settle debate between me and my husband. Who's hotter, Adam or Derek? Okay, I have my answer. All right.
Okay, three, two, one.
Derek.
Derek. Yeah, no question. Yeah. Obviously way hotter.
Yeah. So I don't know which one, where Tyler stands, but we'll find out. Let us know. Tyler Morton Caribo, also on a scale of 10 to 11, how happy were you that Blake didn't make it more than one episode?
I was like 45 that he didn't make it to another episode, but I was also like minus 110 disappointed that he even showed up in the first place.
Yeah, that he even got just the plane ticket.
Yeah.
It was really funny though when everyone was saying, like, just don't talk about Waboom, and he's like, no, of course not, I'm here for love and this is my second chance. And then the montage,
he
of
ruined
all
it the
he,
first time and...
all he talked about to everyone, like, this guy said I had a banana, blah blah blah, like no one even cares. And I guess in their mind, like, it just aired, you know, so all the people remembered his episode because it just aired and Raven was quoting him and everything. So it's just funny. Margaret Hebron Weeks, I think Dean doesn't realize what show he's on. If he were on The Bachelor, his Playboy shenanigans would not only be acceptable, they'd be expected. He could tell Christina to be patient while he openly flirts and makes out with other women in front of her. But yeah, I came to the same conclusion. Do you think it was like he had just been on The Bachelorette and that's kind of what he was hearing from Rachel and he just absorbed that and thought, hey, this is how it works?
Maybe, but like... I don't know. Like, probably not. Like, I think Dean was actually just confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Allison Baker. I can't get the ridiculous image of Robbie wearing jeggings on the beach out of my head. What happened to his 40 pairs of swim trunks?
I'm so thankful I missed that.
I'm wondering, was that when, like, Jack slammed into him or something? Because I also missed it.
I don't know. I can't wear jeggings because my feet are too big for them.
Oh, your feet? To get through the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, they're too big. They always get, like, stuck around my ankles. And, you know, it's just not worth it to me.
No, it's not worth it. Christine Radice, which was more likely to happen? Dom picking Fred over Diggy or Diggy picking Jamie over Dom?
Diggy picking Jamie over Dom. I think it's more likely, but I still don't think it's going to happen.
Right. And we already know that Dom didn't pick Fred, so.
Yeah.
Right. Megan Szymanski. Chris Harrison said it was time to think about why you are here. DMK, Ding, Mary, Kill, what you think the VIP contestants want to get out of the show. A fiance, a FabFitFun sponsorship, or an invitation back for another season for the Winter Games.
Well, obviously you marry fiance, right? That's what you do with fiances,
I suppose.
I don't know. No, I honestly think you kill fiance. I don't know, it's hard,
right?
Because once I'm gonna say kill the FabFitFun sponsorship.
Okay,
get an ding invitation back for another season, marry a fiance. This is hard though, because once you get married, there's like kind of a limited amount of, there's not really, because then you can come back for every season and be like, look, we're a success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you ever expect we'd be seeing Tanner this much?
That is true.
Like, we see him all the time.
Yeah.
And that's because he got married. And so, so you marry a fiance because then you're going to get a little more traction. Invitation back for another season. Well, that just means your sponsorship is going to be extended more because you're like, oh, look, I'm still relevant.
You're thinking long game here. Yeah. You're not just going to get the sponsorship. You got to do more to get the sponsorship.
Yeah. And then a FabFitFun sponsorship. I mean, there's so many other sponsorships, right? There's the teeth one. There's the tummy tea one. There's the face one. There's the beds.
Have you tried any of these things that these people are pimping out?
Of course not.
No.
Not with this exchange rate. If I want to get a FabFitFun box. Okay. So they're $50.
Mm-hmm.
You get the $10 off. So they're $40.
Mm-hmm.
The American dollar right now is at about $125. So then I'd be paying like an extra, $10-$15 on top of this, plus shipping, whatever shipping is. That's an American too. So then this FabFitFun boxes end up being like $70-$75. And I know they say it's like, oh, it's $200 worth of value, but you don't pick the stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing about subscription boxes. This is completely irrelevant, by the way. I love getting mail and I love getting surprises. But when I would get Ipsy or Birchbox, there'd be like 2 out of 5 things that I was like digging. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm paying $15 a month for these 2 samples that like I kind of like, but I probably wouldn't pick out myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and that's the same thing for a FabFitFun box, but like more expensive. Like how many cutesy mugs do I need? I don't need many. I very rarely drink hot beverages. The scarves are great. I like scarves. In the summer box, there's this really cool circle towel that I would have loved. But like, I'll just go buy one of those.
Right. Yeah, I know. I was excited with Birchbox for a little while. But then I would open it, be excited, and then I wouldn't really use the things right away. Or I'd forget about it.
I haven't gotten an Ipsy in probably 3 or 4 years. And I still have things that came in my Ipsy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the thing I've gotten most use out of for my Ipsy and my Birch boxes are the bags and the boxes that the stuff comes in.
Yeah. That's so funny. Although if they want to sponsor us.
Yeah.
If they want to get us to change our tune and send us something that we want to use. Oh, so true. So that was it for questions. Haley, you did a fun podcast. I think last time you couldn't really say what it was.
So if you want
to tell people about that.
Yeah, it's out now. So I joined Allison and Martha on the Real Weird Sisters podcast again. Last summer, we cast a season of The Bachelor with Harry as lead, and we cast all the girls and what roles they would fill. This summer, we did, we cast a season of The Bachelorette with Hermione as the lead and kind of filled all those characters in.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun. If you like Harry Potter, this is probably going to be more directed towards you. If you don't, I think you need a real good knowledge of the books. But it's a fun listen regardless. So there's lots of Wood jokes, Oliver Wood, that is. Next year it's in the plans to do a Bachelor in Paradise podcast about it. So with whoever's left over. So that was a lot of fun. So you can find that at realweirdsisters.com or just search in iTunes. Yeah. So that's my spiel. That's my plug-in for the week.
Nice. And did you have any insight from Doug this week or his?
I don't because he can't watch on Tuesday nights because his mother has to watch America's Got Talent and they only have the one television. So.
that's too funny.
No takes from Doug. Yeah, no, nothing really. Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram and the usual places. And, that's me.
All right. Yeah. H strong _. And I'm RHAP Recapper. And we'll be back next week. We think maybe it's only one night. Maybe
we're hoping.
Two.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Can someone check like the ABC schedule for the next week and fill us in?
Yeah.
Because we think they made it sound like it was just going to be Monday night. That would be very convenient.
Because
I'm leaving on a trip Wednesday morning and like early in the morning. And if we didn't have to record until like 11 p.m., that would be fantastic. But so someone let us know about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little skeptical just because they show it at two different locations. They have the live studio thing, but who knows? It could be a 3-hour event on Monday.
I could 100% see that happening.
Or sort of like this one, there was not enough content and they just have an hour for wrapping
yeah, like
things
it's
up
dancing,
and an hour for afterwards.
Dancing with the Stars starting next week?
Hmm. Could be. Hmm. I haven't seen anything announced about it though. But who is the Bachelor contestant most likely Bachelorette? Is Rachel going to be doing it?
I don't think so. Okay. They never really have the Bachelorettes on.
Yeah. Double standard. Doesn't make sense. They denied Caitlyn and she's still bitter about it. So that's good. And other than that, I think that's it. Thanks
Bye.
For listening. Bye.